Proclamation number 5983, dated the June 23, 1954. Last judgment is an act of divine love. The last judgment also has to be considered an expression of God's love, for this, too, is based on the continued development of souls which had failed the last test of earthly life and which have to be placed into a new developing process in order to reach the final goal one day. Hence the last judgment is, in a manner of speaking, a finalizing rearrangement of what had become disorderly. It is for judging and integrating it into the various forms which correspond to the soul's degree of maturity. It is the conclusion of one developmental period and the beginning of a new one in line with my plan of eternity, which is based on profound wisdom and love. Even a judging God remains a God of love, because my justice is only able to take effect as my love deems beneficial for the soul and yet compensates the wrong thoughts and conduct of people who become subject to this judgment. Even the greatest sin will somehow have to be atoned if it isn't been handed over to the one who offered himself as a sacrifice of atonement. A balance is to be created in order to diminish this great guilt, and precisely this balance is guaranteed by the judgment, by placing the soul, having become sinful, into a situation where it has to reduce this guilt, since it had not voluntarily accepted the gift of atonement. The last judgment is by no means an act of divine wrath, but just an act of love which also expresses my justice, since this cannot be excluded from the supremely perfect being. I could certainly let each person feel my righteousness separately. I could more or less punish every sinner immediately. But this would not correspond to my wisdom, and in that case my love would hardly be recognizable. For I am exceptionally long-suffering and patient and postpone a judgment, like the one at the end of a developmental period, for as long as possible, in order to still gain people for myself beforehand. And I place my protective hand over the unrighteous and wicked, because I wish to defeat them with my love and not be feared by them as a punishing God. But once the point in time has arrived when I restore order, because there is no further hope of a voluntary return to me, my love seemingly has to withdraw, and yet, it alone is the driving force. My love brings a satanic situation to an end and prevents further destructive activity by my adversary. I rescue souls from falling into the deepest abyss. I constrain them within solid matter again and thus place them into the developmental process once more, a judgment which yet again only intends salvation and not everlasting death, and which therefore indeed even more demonstrates my love for everything I have created, for everything that is dead and shall attain eternal life. Amen.